Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Believe what disrespect is being shown to me. Let's find out we can get to the bottom of this. This is the Good Day program. I'm thankful for my friends most of the time. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara. What do you chuckle?
I'm thankful for my friends most of the time.
Most of the time.
Most of the time. Yes. Oh, when you yawn before you even go on the air, what does that say
can't
about
help it. I'm
at least she didn't do it on the air.
Yeah.
No, Roberta specializes in that.
I know. I get it together before the mic goes on. Come
right,
on.
Exactly. Okay. Mic is on. We're in gear. The Facebook situation. Are they truly blocking conservative content? Apparently, according to some former Facebook employees, they are choosing the stories that show up as trending that favor the left and don't favor the right, or favor Democrats and don't favor Republicans, or favor Hillary and don't favor Donald Trump. You name it. Do you believe it? Could it be? Can it be? Facebook has, what, 1.8 billion people around the planet signed up? So is this
yesterday,
trivial?
By the way, this story was trending on Facebook, I noticed. Right. They must have had to swallow a humble pill if they are
well,
manipulating
then,
headlines.
Let's talk about what is trending. At DougStephan.com, I'll start, and then you, Kara, can do Twitter, and you can do Facebook if you want, Jen. Paul Ryan says he'll step down as convention chair if Donald Trump asks. I don't believe Donald Trump is going to ask him to. I think this is so much theater, a lot of hooey, and it'll be all straightened out pretty much in the next week or so. Anybody else agree, disagree? What do you think? Yes,
yeah, it's
no?
going to go away.
It'll
yeah,
die down.
Yeah. Okay, next. Airlines ask passengers to share photos of the TSA incompetence. This is so, I want to stay away from it because it just makes my blood boil. The TSA wants more money to screw with you more and waste your time and their effort. It is this kind of, this is political chicanery. It's almost like it was political bribery. Do you feel that way? And the stories are no different. We all have our TSA stories. To give them $28 million more to pay for overtime. So I don't even know what happened. The budget's the same this year as it was last year. It's $6.7 billion. So what happened overnight? The lines seem to develop overnight. And whether it's at LAX, where you and I, Jennifer, go frequently, or whether it's in New York or Boston or some of the smaller airports. Frankly, what's going on is that the smaller airport operators are throwing the TSA out and hiring private security. And New York says they're giving them 30 days. They sent a letter to the TSA yesterday. You got 30 days to shape up or you're all out of here. We're going to hire our own private force to do security. Man, that's probably the way that it should be done. Because most anybody can be more efficient than the TSA is. So
it's really bad. Especially, I mean, it depends on the airport. I think you're right. I mean, you would think New York should be terrible. And I've flown in and out of New York quite a bit, especially over the last year or so. You know, I mean, at least three or four times, which isn't bad. And it's been so easy to get in and out of JFK. And I go to LAX and it's like I'm camped out for a year before they'll let me through the line. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Pack a lunch.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I find New York airports to be pretty good, too.
They're pretty good.
I don't
good.
Have any major complaints.
LAX I like, but I didn't like it the last time because the line, I didn't, for whatever the reason, I usually have TSA pre-check and don't worry about it, but I didn't have it the last time I went through. And it just is time wasted. That's all it is. It's time wasted. Also trending at DougStephan.com is the e-cigarette story. And all the comments, my God, if we get comments on this, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. We have a constant Twitter, what is it? Twitter, not Twitter feed, but Twitter conversation. Going.
Yep.
Constant. You can constantly be constant if you'd like. Peter writes, this is something the tobacco industry has been lobbying hard to avoid. The public realization that nicotine is actually an addictive drug and it ought to be regulated by the FDA when sold as smokeless tobacco. Nicotine, when ingested in significant amounts, can kill you. Yes, it's like fluoride. Same thing, by the way. Nicotine and fluoride are just as damaging, each unto themselves. Both horrible things, and yet we have them all around us. Both of
Victoria,
them.
Victoria, do you have the award for Doug right now? Can we hand it over where he's actually linked fluoride and nicotine?
Oh, yeah.
I'm very anti-fluoride, too, so I get it. But that is an interesting segue, yes.
Not many people do that.
Well, that's why you're here, ladies, because not many people do what we do here conversationally. Andy writes, poison? Okay, media, just want attention for something that's not true. Really, Andy? And by the way, where do you get your information?
From the back of his cigarette carton,
right?
Of course.
Bridget writes, all of these containers of e-liquid... I've ever seen already have warnings on the bottles and have children-resistant caps. Huh? The e-liquid, is that the stuff that you pour
it's
into
stuff
the
you put into it,
e-cigarette?
Yeah.
Really?
You know, the I cotton think you buy candy, like, the different flavors of junk.
Yeah,
that you
it's like they come in little cartridges, don't they? I mean, I don't know for sure, but I've seen them in, you know,
I'm guessing Bridget
stuff.
Is smoking these things because she says it's up to parents to be responsible, keep dangerous things out of reach of their children. Yes, I agree with that 100%. Yep. And I'm not one who likes government it's education, not interference, that ought to carry the day. I remember when I was teaching junior high school, we used to have a drug officer, all of us. I taught English and speech, but whether it was social studies, whether it was English, I think there were three different courses that would have the drug officer come in and teach the children what happens when you smoke or when you do other things that are abusive to your body. And they'd have with them examples of what your body looks like after X number of years of doing these things to your body.
That was when you were teaching, right?
It was very effective, yeah. It was.
That was part of the Nancy Reagan Say No to Drugs campaign. I remember that, too, when I was a little kid, I think.
No, I was teaching before Reagan came along.
Oh, you were that old?
Yeah.
Well, I remember in the 80s. I remember in the late 80s when I was a young girl, like in the first and second grade, we had a drug officer who would do the same thing at our school, and it was part of the DARE program.
Jeffrey writes, the new rules are basically a kickback scheme between the Obama FDA and the tobacco companies. They'll now control e-cigarettes, form a monopoly, raise the prices, run out the small companies, and keep paying the extortion money to the Democrat politicians and lobbyists. Jeffrey, you need to get your head on there a little straighter, pal. Not that I have any love for the FDA, because the FDA is screwing mostly the small farmers in this country, but I'm not sure that all the dots connect there. At any rate, well, I mean, I could go about three quarters of the way with you. The government forming monopolies, people at the FDA working for the tobacco companies. Yes, there's plenty of that.
Don't even get me started on the FDA and the beauty industry and the crap that they allow to women to put in their on their bodies products and stuff.
Again, and by the way,
the FDA.
Yeah, okay, but you want to vote for Hillary Clinton, who will do nothing to fix that.
And well, what's Donald Trump going to do about the FDA?
I don't know. I hope he's going to blow it up. If he's going to blow it all up.
Definitely.
Somebody needs to blow it up.
The self-tanning industry.
Right.
That's Boehner who will work on that.
All right.
So,
too.
Okay. So a couple of other trending items. I've hogged too much time here. We'll pause for a moment, and then we'll get into some of the other trending things from Facebook and Twitter here on Good Day, 16 past the hour. Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Think green. Harrison with you. We've talked about renewable hemp for clothing and even paper, But how about turning massive amounts of elephant droppings to make memo pads and Hallmark cards? Now in Boston, a printing company called Pixels is buying Mr. Ellie Poo paper, which is made from 100% recycled materials and equally made using renewable energy. Mr. Ellie Poo, or Pooper, seriously, that's what it's called, Pooper prints brilliantly on Pixels digital and soy ink presses and comes in a variety of colors. Zoos worldwide are glad to be relieved of their elephants' impressive plumbing side effects, and Pixels is one of the only printing companies aimed at leading the industry away from wasteful practices. Of course, ironically, using actual waste to reduce waste via Mr. Ellie Poo paper. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
From the Fab Five through 15 NBA seasons, this guy was money in the paint. He averaged 20 points and nearly 10 rebounds per game and rattled a few rims with his powerful dunks.
Oh, Chris Webber with authority.
So where is Chris Webber now? Chris married longtime girlfriend Erica Dates shortly after retiring. He's a major investor in a massive Chicago real estate development project. His foundation helps at-risk youth in his native Detroit. And Chris is a hoops analyst for TNT. Plus, he's produced for rapper Nas.
I was young. I was surviving the time.
Sounds like a slam dunk to me. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Thought for the day from Amelia Earhart, who wrote, "Never interrupt something someone is doing that you said couldn't be done." How about that? Huh? That can't be done.
I thought her quote was, uh-oh.
All right, so what do you find trending on Twitter, Ms. Keelan?
Well, the number one thing on Twitter right now is Steph Curry.
Steph Curry.
Yeah, I was waiting to see. Does anyone here know who Steph Curry is?
I was thinking it was Steph something Curry that is. I might... All right, so what is...
No, Steph Curry is a professional basketball player, and the reason he's the number one trending topic right now is because he was named the MVP of the league the second year in a row, and he plays for
Golden State Warriors.
Golden State, yeah, Sacramento. There you go. Golden State Warriors. There you go. And then one of the other trending things that's actually been day three now is Kate Hudson. She performed a song in tribute to Prince at her mom's charity event over the weekend. And we have audio. Kate Hudson.
Oh.
The actress, Goldie
like
Hawn's
Jennifer,
daughter.
But different.
I'm trying to figure out.
Right.
What am I listening to here? So Kate Hudson. Oh, it was her mother's birthday, I think, wasn't it?
I think it was. And there was also tied into one of her mom's charity dinners. So she jumped up and sang Nothing Compares to You.
What's the charity that she supports?
Goldie Hawn has the Happy Foundation.
Really?
Yep. It's all about happiness.
Yes, it is. All right, we're going to start with a new caring, change the world sort of thing ourselves of the campaign that the message, I think, is basically about doing good things for other people, food for the poor. Jennifer and Victoria and Kara making an important contribution to your day, hopefully here on Good Day, 21 after the hour.